Dr. Pinsky dictating Amal IMN, David Phillips, PHILLIPS. David Phillips is a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/14/22. Apparently he was unjamming a machine and stepped down onto a small piece of the machine and fell. Apparently he twisted his right knee and hit it on the floor. Apparently he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He did a further evaluation and treatment, including repair of a torn meniscus in December of 2022. Apparently he believes he might need a partial knee replacement in the future. He's no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph, as per the medical record supplied, Mr. Phillips was seen at WorkNet on 4/14/22. He stated he was stepping down from a platform and twisted his right knee immediately. He had no prior history of pain or injury to this area. He did have one prior accident involving the left shoulder on 6/14/18, for which he underwent surgery. Dr. Nepp, NEPP, performed an evaluation and diagnosed a right knee sprain. X-rays of the knee were done. He was placed in a knee sleeve and advised to ice and take Tylenol for pain. He followed up here briefly and remains symptomatic. MRI of the knee was done on 5/16/22 to be inserted here. He followed up with Dr. Nepp on /5/18/22. He wrote it showed extensive tearing of the medial meniscus with moderate extrusion and a fragment displaced into the meniscotibial recess, semicolon, large area of full thickness cartilage loss in the medial tibial femoral compartment, semicolon, grade 1 sprain of the MCL. On 5/25/22, he was seen by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Frey, F-R-E-Y. He recommended arthroscopy of the knee. On 12/29/22, Dr. Frey performed surgery to be inserted here. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Follow-up with Dr. Frey continued through 6/22. 6/21/23. He recommended return to full duty with utilization of his brace. He could require repeat viscosupplementation injections every 6 months, gauging how well his knee responds or holds up over time. He evidently had received such injections along with physical therapy. Parentheses, it is my understanding, he also had joint effusion aspirations. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Motion of both hips was full, with some guarding on the right and crepitus on the left. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. He had moderately severe tenderness to palpation above the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers, he had positive McMurray's and Apley's compression maneuvers on the right, which were negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a limp on the right, but no assistive devices. Purity could walk on his heels fluidly. Purity had a limp on the right when walking on his toes. Purity changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees with support. Period. Impressions. On 4/14/22, David Phillips was coming down off of a platform and fell. Period. He sprained his right knee and fell onto it against concrete. Period. He was seen at WorkNet, where x-rays were negative. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He had an MRI of the knee on 5/16/22 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Frey. Period. On 12/29/22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner had physical therapy, both pre- and post-operatively. Period. As of 6/21/23, Dr. Frey released him to full duty. Period. In the paragraph, the current exam found he had a he ambulated with a limp on the right. Period. He had crepitus at both knees. Period. He had positive McMurray's and Apley's compression maneuvers on the right knee. Period. In the paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. This assessment incorporates cartilage loss, which in my opinion is not attributable to this event, period. And that is the end.